This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is scheduled to meet with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Chuck Schumer, Leader Mitch McConnell, and Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the Oval Office, as the debt ceiling in a time of high inflation will be the topic. Later this afternoon, Biden will deliver remarks at a celebration of Jewish American Heritage Month. A long-awaited report on an investigation of the FBI's handling of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election is out.
The 306-page report from Special Counsel John Durham slams the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe, calling it deeply flawed. Durham found there was a double standard used by the FBI in the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreign influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. However, Durham did not recommend any new charges to any individuals or any changes to the way the FBI handles politically charged investigations. I'm John Schaefer.
When average city office occupancy rates at the start of the year surpassed 50% for the first time since the pandemic, many landlords viewed this milestone as a sign that employees were finally getting back to the brick and mortar. Unfortunately, those office usage rates have barely increased, as most companies have settled into a hybrid work strategy that shows a little sign of going away. Tech firms remain the most permissive of remote work, resulting in low return-to-office rates in cities such as San Francisco, one of the biggest cities hit hardest. The chief executive of ChatGPT, creator of OpenAI, is set to testify before a Senate panel today as lawmakers begin a bipartisan push towards regulating new artificial intelligence tools available to consumers. Sam Altman, who is making his first appearance before Congress, is expected to support calls for regulatory guardrails on the new technology. USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A bill banning Florida's public colleges and universities from funding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs will soon become law in the state. Student Madison Markham.
Ron DeSantis signed one of the most insulting pieces of legislation in academic history, I'd say in the United States, on our very home campus, where we have been organizing for months to defend not just New College, but the entire state from these, quite frankly, disgusting attack.
Governor Ron DeSantis at New College, where he signed the bill.
This has actually been implemented across the country. DEI is better viewed as standing for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination.
Taxpayers could soon be able to file their own taxes digitally and free of charge directly with the IRS.
The Washington Post is reporting the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. The Inflation Reduction Act set aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program. The system will reportedly be available to a small group of taxpayers through a pilot program by January 2024. Right now, the IRS has been working with several companies to provide free e-filing for qualifying taxpayers. I'm Skip Kelly.
Last night, the New York Post reported the IRS cut and removed the entire investigative team from its long-running tax fraud probe of First Son, Hunter Biden. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it hasn't been easy, but it shouldn't stop us. I mean, we've got a great history of doing this, you know, on, off, and it's way past time that we get back on track. And thank you for joining in and being part of the solution. I am Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got the historic rise in violent crime over the last several years has been coupled with an even more alarming statistic. And that has to do with less than half of violent crimes are cleared by an arrest, meaning most serious offenses remain unsolved. Now, is this contributing to the rise in crime? Well, the director of the Criminal Justice and Civil Justice Task Forces at American Legislative Exchange Council is with us right now, Nino Marchese. Nino, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Did I say your last name correctly?
Very, very close. It's Marchese, but I don't fault you for it.
Okay, Marchese. Okay, the CH gives it a key, the K sound. Okay, Marchese. I stand corrected. Well, Nino is with us to talk about this. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, this is in the news quite a bit that you've got some rather proactive district attorneys that are lessening offenses, vacating felonies, reducing them down to misdemeanors and the like. So there seems to be a trend here. Is the reason that some of these crimes are not being adjudicated is because we just don't have enough police on the streets anymore?
Well, I think everything you said is accurate. There's a myriad of problems, many different cracks in the water pipe of public safety and criminal justice in America right now. And, you know, prosecutors not prosecuting certain crimes disheartens police officers. There's definitely a staffing issue in different police departments across the country. But I think the biggest thing that we're seeing when we work with our state legislators who are members of our organization, and what they're asking for is real solutions to the fundamental issues. And you wouldn't think that there would be so many issues to focus on, but the main thing is just getting police to target violent crime. So we've been part of a coalition that's been working around the country to support law enforcement and state legislators to do exactly that. The primary ways that we're targeting is favoring approaches that prioritize evidence-backed policing tactics, properly funding law enforcement, and then increasing community involvement. And I think once we really start making progress in those fundamental areas, we'll start to see these crime rates drop significantly nationwide.
You know, what happened? I mean, it seems like, you can, you know, for sake of argument, you can go back 5 years, maybe even less than that, where it just seemed that the whole issue of policing and crime, and I think this happened even before George Floyd. There was something brewing, you know, in the communities that was pointing to a need for either reform or maybe a just a reconsideration of what, you know, what law enforcement is all about.
Absolutely. I mean, there were quite a few things that combined all at once in these last 4 or 5 years. The COVID-19 pandemic was big. That brought a lot of economic downturn, and then a lot of crime rose because of that. We're still seeing crime rates on the tail end of those effects take place today. I think there was a lot of ideological discourse from the 2016 election and the Trump administration. There was a lot of fighting politically, and unfortunately, law enforcement and protecting our communities got politicized somehow. And because of that, and you see this pro-police side and this anti-police side, and now we're in the realm where common sense things like advocating for police to solve violent crimes and prosecute people for committing violent crimes is now controversial. And so that's the space we're in. And so rather than look at all these different cracks in the pipe and, you know, figuring out what Band-Aid is best to tackle it, I think we all really need to get back at looking at the most fundamental things.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt. And you're exactly right. I mean, when institutions get politicized, boy, that's a disease. And then also when you have situations where, you know, rhetoric. Now, I'm one for free speech. I believe in the First Amendment. I believe that there should be free speech. But there also needs to be that ability to, you know, to quiet the masses when people, you know, get upset, that, and understandably, you know, but it's one thing to get upset. But when you start, you know, saying things that are reckless, that are probably, you know, like the, you know, the saying that you can't yell fire in a theater when a fire doesn't exist. Well, I think there's instances and examples that have occurred in the body politic. That language has been poured into the marketplace, and it's done a lot of injury. And this is, you know, what, you know, like right now, for example, I'll just cite this as an example. You got the President of the United States calling 70 million people, in a sense, you know, Hillary Clinton's term is a deplorable, but using a MAGA, for example, as a pejorative. I mean, that's unnecessary. And it doesn't get us to the point to where we need to be, where we can have a conversation and respect each other's position. But when you have indictments and you have statements that are put out, especially from, you know, the President of the United States, I mean, that's irresponsible, you know, to have that kind of rhetoric. And I understand politicians right now, it just seems like, well, that's the order of the day. All's fair in love and war and politics, and people can get reckless with their rhetoric. But no, you start creating some things that, you know, are problematic. And the thing is I'm waiting to see, you know, what you have here in terms of the key matrix is that when, you know, when poverty is at its height, when you have an increase in poverty, then that seems to also, when people are struggling, that seems to have a relationship with the crime rate. Is that still fair to say?
Absolutely. And I think you're spot on too. You know, I used to work on Capitol Hill for a brief period, and to say that rhetoric is weaponized and used as a fiery tool, toxic tool, is an understatement. You know, it's been going on for a long time in American politics, but especially so we've seen a big rise in that. And if you're right, it's not helpful. It you know, breeds fires and sows tension in the country. And I think that the biggest way to combat that is down at the local level with community relationship building. And so we've seen a lot of success in local municipalities, cities, and police departments that take that first leap to reach out to their communities. If we want those police departments to target the violent crime, target the areas that have those hot spots of violent crime, which usually are the more poor areas of the city. That's not a secret. We know there's a direct correlation there. And they can build relationships with the individuals in that community. You start to soften that rhetoric and soften that tension and that divide. If you ask anybody in those areas of a town, they want the police there, they want their presence, they want justice to be served ultimately, no matter who's responsible. And so having law enforcement actively reach out and build relationships with those communities will build trust and enable them to better do their jobs. And that's what we're seeing across the country, and it's what I think is going to solve a lot of these problems moving forward.
Well, safety is key. There's no doubt about it. And And if there's a void in safety, guess what? They're going to go to neighborhood bullies, right? Now we're back to the mafia and neighbor influences. I mean, I know that sounds extreme, but get ready. We'll talk more about that on the other side, because we're not even touching with the impact that the cartels are having within the United States.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Nino is the director of the Criminal Justice and Civil Justice Task Forces at American Legislative Exchange Council. We're talking, you know, crime. What do we do about the crime? After all that we've gone through, particularly in the last 5 years, George Floyd, all the riots, defunding police, things are not getting better. You see what's happening in New York, Chicago, all these major cities. It's just heartbreaking to see, you know, what is happening. And as Nino mentioned, this is going to start from the ground. It's going to be an organic deal that has to start from the ground up. And, you know, community policing is clear. But, Nino, we've got some damage to repair here, you know, with the men in blue, you know, how they've been, in a sense, abused and attacked. And I know some people want to draw exception, and these are minor exceptions, you know, that have happened out there. And some of that just has to do with, you know, local police hiring the right people, as you mentioned, getting involved in the community. If you're involved in the community and you know the people, you're going to treat them a little bit differently. They're going to treat you a little bit differently. And I think that there's some indication, positive indication, that's happening. But meanwhile, you know, we've got some ground to recover here, because through this process of defunding police, we lost a lot of talented people that just said, look, I'm out of here. It's too risky to be in law enforcement these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have definitely seen that police do not feel as valued as they used to. They don't feel as respected. You know, big instances of, you know, backlash towards the police in these riots, they are sensationalized more or less, but it has taken a toll over the country. I know that Governor DeSantis had an action taken in Florida to, you know, recruit law enforcement to their state. I think they were offering fairly sizable bonuses for enlistment and other benefits to incentivize that, to speak directly to that problem that you're seeing. And so we are going to have to see a reformation of our law enforcement departments take place one way or another. And I think that the best way to do that is to look at ground-up approaches that they can really start targeting violent crime, building good relationships with their local communities, and being properly funded in the right ways.
Well, you know, you've got an issue of success. You know, the law enforcement and local communities have to start seeing, you know, some fruit of their effort, and they feel like, okay, they're on the right track, and, you know, they're having success. And that's what we need to promote more, you know, in my humble opinion, is these local communities. Like you said, you've had some positive experience, and we need to promote these areas where things have been turned around. I mean, there's some areas, sadly, like in Baltimore and other areas that have been so devastated that, I mean, they have been, you know, ravaged for over a decade. And there's a question whether or not they'll be able to come back. And that's sad. But where we've got communities that are recoverable and we're having some positive, you know, reports on, I'd much rather hear about that than all the, you know, the crime that's happening in the subways in New York City, in my humble opinion. Is that fair?
Absolutely. And there's plenty of examples to point to. Dallas has implemented a lot of these programs. They saw murders decrease by 13% after they first implemented these priorities that had evidence-backed policing tactics. Then they saw it drop another 9% in 2022, with violent crime dropping overall by over 5%. And because of that, arrests in general also decreased 11% because the strategy had been so effective at reducing crime overall. Another component of what they did is implementing something called focus deterrence, and it just has resounding effects over their community involvement and overall crime rate. They work with the community to intervene in advance of the crimes being committed, provide support services for the individuals in those areas of criminal activities, in the areas where there are gangs who don't want that lifestyle necessarily, or they're at least grabbable to get out of that lifestyle. And so intervening early on can prevent a lot of crime on the preemptive front. Other cities, Boston did this in the 90s. They saw youth homicides decrease by 63% per month. And wow. So other cities are starting to take up these approaches with the help of the American Legislative Exchange Council and our allies. And so we would definitely recommend looking into some resources to help your city and local communities do the same.
And the fact of the matter is, there needs to be a sense of urgency on this, Nino. I mean, look at our border, our southern border is open. We've got millions of migrants coming in. And, you know, with all due respect, and I keep trying to remind everybody, the migrants are coming in. They have no loyalty to the United States. Their preeminent loyalty is to the cartels. They've signed deals with them that are beholding their parents back in their home country. They're holding that over their heads, and they're being used as tools, as profit tools, to the cartels. Now, the cartels, most people have thought, up until recently, that their tentacles were just, you know, south of the border. But the tentacles now have become quite sophisticated, and they're well entrenched within the United States. This is one of the reasons why I believe that, as they say, every state has become a border state. Because you have this infrastructure that's promoting drug running and sex trafficking and human trafficking and, you know, on and on, all this stuff that's evil and is loaded with crime. And this is going to have additional impact for local officials. So if they're not moving with a sense of urgency, then they're going to get caught, you know, behind the ball here because, crime is coming through the border in record numbers.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we've seen it increase significantly in the last decade. I think Texas, as far as the actual border states go, kind of has it the worst from what we've seen and what we've heard. You're absolutely right that a lot of them aren't necessarily involved or a part of a cartel, but rather their families and loved ones are beholden by the cartel, right? And they're being forced to come across the border. We've seen a lot of that from Texas law enforcement. You know, they're told, you know, if a police car try to pull you over, don't stop. You run. And these are just civilians here for their lives, their families' lives, a lot of them. And so it just goes to show how influential the cartel really is. It's not just their own men and guns on the ground. They're spreading out, you know. And just to add to how deep and far the tentacles really go towards the apparatus, a lot of these drugs, mainly fentanyl, a lot of it's being manufactured and coming from China. And then it's going to Central and South America, primarily Mexico, and then being funneled up through our border here. So the problem expands even further. It's not just the cartels in and of themselves that bear all the responsibility, but China's involved in this game too.
Exactly.
Fentanyl's been drastically harmful to the United States and our community. Appalachia's been suffering with drug overdoses for quite a while now, and it's spread to the rest of the country. And so law enforcement needs to be supported in every way that it possibly can. And I think it first starts with funding. Obviously, securing the border is a big thing. And we should probably look to reforming immigration practices as well.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's a supply chain of evil. And, when you go, it's almost like, let's go back to the basics. You've heard, of course, in your circles, the broken windows, offense. And there is that, you've got to look at that in every aspect. I mean, that can be... it can be measured and adapted, that idea of broken windows, in dealing, with immigration, is that there needs to be this sense of expediency. You can't allow people who have broken the law to come in and stay in the country for an extended period of time. And the way they're flooding the border and flooding the systems, I mean, in some cases, I mean, they used to say, well, 3 to 5 years. Now they're saying it could be 8 to 10 years before they see a judge. Well, by then, how many kids have they had in the country? You know, what else has happened in 8 to 10 years? I mean, that is a long time for somebody to be in the country. And now you're going to be heartless to separate the family and say, okay, well, dad came in illegally 10 years ago and, we're transporting him to the border. He can no longer be here in the United States with his family. And he's got three kids that were born here in the country. So they're citizens and he's not. I mean, this is a mess.
You're absolutely right. It's a mess. Things don't get prosecuted and followed through with due process as well as they do in, civilian court and, standard criminal practice. It's a disaster. And, I think a lot of it can be resolved if we look to reform our immigration system in a way that, incentivizes people to want to come here legally. Not people with a criminal record, not people that are questionable, but the ones that have good reason to, that want to come to America for, opportunity. So that way they don't have to look to, illegal means like getting involved with the cartel to cross the border. They don't have to get caught up in that mess. So,
exactly.
And I think it's a win-win for...
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. President Biden is scheduled to meet with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Chuck Schumer, Leader Mitch McConnell, and Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the Oval Office, as the debt ceiling in a time of high inflation will be the topic. A long-awaited report on an investigation of the FBI's handling of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election is out.
The 306-page report from Special Counsel John Durham slams the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe, calling it deeply flawed. Durham found there was a double standard used by the FBI in the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreign influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. However, Durham did not recommend any new charges to any individuals or any changes to the way the FBI handles politically charged investigations. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, as Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day comes, American Legion National Commander Vincent Jim Traola is back with us. He's imploring all Americans to be the one to stop veteran suicide. The number one issue facing vets today is suicide. Estimates vary as to how many take their lives each day, but we do know that one is too many. In fact, that's the number we're focused on. The American Legion wants all Americans to be the one to save one. According to Jim, veterans served this country. Now it's time to return the favor. We should all be the one to ask veterans how they're doing, to reach out when a vet is struggling and listen to them when they need to talk. We must destigmatize the act of seeking help. Above all, encourage veterans in crisis to call 988 extension 1. Since 9/11, far more veterans have taken their own lives than were lost to war. And you can learn more by helping by going to the website betheone.org. Jim, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Very good. Nice to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I appreciate the mission, you know, for this special holiday, Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day, to save the one. What a great idea, because you're right. Whenever we talk about veteran suicide, we hear numbers from 20 to 25. But, yes, I think it's important to focus on the one, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you told the audience what it's for, and I want to give you an update on where we are. We've got the message across the nation. It's resonating all over the place. We have sponsorship of an Indy race car. number 10 in the race starter will be in the memorial in the Indianapolis 500. And I tell you a story of a veteran at the St. Petersburg race. That was the first race of the year. We have a booth down there, the Be the One booth. Oh. And there's a veteran service officer in there. There's a member of the VA in there. And a Navy veteran walked up to that booth and said, "Is this where I come for help?"
Wow.
And they said, "What kind of help are you looking for?" And he said, "I don't want to be deployed again. I've seen things over there I don't want to see. And the only way I know of not going is to not be here anymore." And we were able to get that service member help through Jacksonville VA. And he's on a road to recovery. So that's the kind of things that we're hoping resonates. It's resonating all over the place. Our Legion Post is talking to people. Our communities are opening up conversations with veterans at risk. And we're saving lives, one at a time.
That's awesome. Commander, I've got to say that this is happening quite often. You know, the band of brothers, you know, those that have been in the military, how they come alongside, and families as well, to come alongside a soldier who is struggling. We've got Memorial Day, you know, coming next week, and, you know, this has always been a challenge for me personally, and I've talked to the audience for 15-plus years about this, because the casual salutation of Memorial Day is Happy Memorial Day, and I just think it's just such an honorable day. There's just something hallow and holy about it that somehow Happy Memorial Day seems to be a non sequitur. Am I overstating this, or is there some sentiment here that has some resonance?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, I don't think people realize that Memorial Day should be observed, not celebrated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if people would just stop and do something different for Memorial Day, even if it's for a half hour to an hour or whatever it is, you know, visit a memorial, visit a veteran's cemetery. You know, go see a loved one that passed away who was a veteran. You know, whatever that is, stop to reflect for 5 or 10 minutes from your barbecues. I think we need to get back into that because, you know, we have major events that happen in the United States. So we had a 9/11, everybody becomes patriotic, and then all of a sudden we get short memories.
Exactly.
And we stop observing. So, It's a really important day for us to reflect on all these service members that gave their lives so we could actually celebrate.
Maybe you could pause for a moment and go to the memorial and read the Constitution. Because the men who were buried there, the reason they went was to defend our Constitution, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, right? And this would help bring the focus, especially at a time, as you say, our memories are so short, Commander.
You're right. And, you know, it's a really great thing. You know, we have a program in the American Legion called the National Oratorical Contest.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches students in the high schools all about the Constitution. They have to speak on the Constitution. I think that's so important that our youngsters are learning about the Constitution as they go forward into life, because that's a piece of it that we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to see them participate, and we get a good feeling when we look at them, and look at them as future leaders.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we're talking with the American Legion National Commander, Vincent Jim Triola, is back with us. And the focus is on Be the One in terms of suicide prevention. But it's also on this great country, because when you think about those that have served the country, they did it out of loyalty and out of love for this country. Jim, why does the American Legion want to see the repeal of the authorizations for the use of military force?
We want to make sure that authorization is not used for any other purpose other than what it was for originally, is to put our troops in Iraq. And we want to make sure that it's repealed and it's not there anymore. And if we have to go to war someplace else, God forbid, that Congress is the one that approves that we go, rather than somebody using that authorization for military force for something else.
Mm-hmm. Another question here is regarding the Coast Guards. Why are they treated different from other branches of the service during government shutdowns?
The Coast Guard falls under Homeland Security. So when the government was shut down in 2019, there was no money appropriated for them because the other military branches fall into DOD.
Mm-hmm.
So during that shutdown, you know, they weren't paid. They were paid retroactively at the end. But when you get lower-ranking families that are, you know, making the lowest amount of money in the military,
right,
you don't want somebody that's deployed going out there saving lives on a Coast Guard cutter and being distracted by how am I going to pay the rent next month. So we stepped up in the American Legion, and this is not a fix, but we helped some of the families out with money, non-repayable money, and we gave about $1 million to families all around the United States and abroad. But that's not sustainable. So what we wanted to do is make sure that Congress passes the Pay the Coast Guard Act and that Homeland Security appropriates the money in case the government ever shuts down again.
Exactly. Jim, who can join the American Legion, and what are some of the things that Legionnaires do? We got about a minute and a half left.
We have any veteran that has served honorably since December 7, 1941 can join the American Legion. The American Legion is set up on four pillars. We believe in a strong national defense, national security items. We have another pillar, which is Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, which takes care of our veterans as far as health care, as far as benefits, you know, housing, GI Bill, things like that. We have children and youth programs, which are all coming to fruition now, the national versions of them, oratorical contests, American Legion Boys State, American Legion Baseball, American Legion Junior Shooting Sports. And there's a lot of local things that the Legion posts do, too, you know, in their own communities, right? You know, soccer and all kinds of things like that. You know, high school teams, elementary school, little leagues, things like that.
Right.
So we're a busy group, and we're also making sure that our veterans are being handled properly at the VA as far as health care goes, and make sure that the staffing is proper at the VA hospitals. You know, the way the country is right now, we're short on staff everywhere.
Exactly. Well, Jim, Jim, we're out of time. Thank you so much for the time. As a member of Post 318 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, greetings and thanks again for coming on the show. Where can the people go for more information about the American Legion?
www.legion.org or www.betheone.org.
Well, Commander, thank you for the time. Take care. Godspeed.
You take care. Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Just a moment to talk about this. She is the Project 21 Director of Membership Development and Businesses. Donna, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, let's talk about this proposed Biden emission standards that most people are in agreement, almost unanimous, I guess, on one side, that this is going to devastate the economy, especially minority families, right?
Absolutely. You know, this is a product that's being produced because it's heavily subsidized by the federal government, not because consumers are choosing this vehicle. Mm-hmm. And these standards that they're proposing will make it impossible, almost nearly impossible, for automakers to produce a gas-powered vehicle, which is actually the lower the cost for most consumers, and it's lower in terms of being able to maintain it. And this is awful because it's really going to lower the standard of living for most Americans.
Yeah, across the board, full stop. I mean, this is clear. I mean, Joe Biden has been a disaster ever since day one when he decided that he was going to just outright take no prisoners. He was killing fossil fuels. He took us from being a nation that was energy independent, exporting more than we were taking in. Things were looking hunky and dory, and Joe Biden goes, no, we don't want hunky and dory. We want pain in River City, right?
Absolutely. You know, what they're doing is actually trying to force the middle class into poverty. Mm-hmm. So, and then they're using it as a vehicle by making everyday products unaffordable. You know, these emissions to create these electric vehicles, they harm black people in two continents. Mm-hmm. In the African nation of Congo, where 75% of the cobalt needed for electric charging batteries is produced. And right now in that area is produced by black slave and child labor.
Yeah.
But in the American front, it's actually creating an economic hardship and decline in the standard of living for most black people. We have the lowest median income. We have the highest number of single-parent households, and we have the highest poverty rate. The average income, median income for a black household is $45,000 a year. And to think that someone, that's pre-tax,
yes,
could afford electric charging vehicle, that's you're talking about $60,000, at least $1,000 a month in a car payment. It's crazy. The other thing is that most people that drive an electric vehicle actually have two cars because electric vehicles are not reliable. I mean, you can't, they don't hold a charge in cold weather. They don't go long distances, you know, and the thought that someone who can only afford one vehicle, because most minorities are already priced out of the new car market.
Exactly.
To think that they could afford more than one vehicle is crazy when you're talking about lower incomes. Mm. So, you know, this is what you get when you have elite white liberals making a decision for black people, but never ask them what they want.
Well, yes, it is definitely hurting, you know, Hispanics, minorities, but it's hurting everyday people. The impact that this is having, and as you said, it's not anything that the market is asking for. I mean, this is what happens when you get the government that thinks that they can create something. The only thing they can create is a mess, and that's what they've done, right? I mean, sadly. And
absolutely. If you ever look at any of the government, if you want to see if government works and their policies work, look at most urban inner city communities.
Mm, yes.
They've always been had a presence, a very large presence in minority communities. And, you know, socialism has always existed in that community, starting from, you know, the LBJ initiative.
Yes.
And what
the war
has
on poverty.
Happened?
Yeah, exactly.
More poverty. It's the highest amount of poverty. You would think that the government is supposed to sit down and their products are supposed to help minorities. It hasn't. The only thing it's grown is the government bureaucrats.
Well,
and
it's
destroyed families.
Donna, it has become a modern form of slavery. You've got people who are beholden to the government because of that paycheck. And it's just enough, just barely enough to get them by. And everything that they've done is to break down the black family. I mean, look at one time, look in the 60s, look at before the war on poverty. How many fathers did you have in the household in black families, just black families alone? We're not even talking about Hispanics or anybody else. But black families, did you have fathers in the home back in the mid-60s compared to what you have now? I mean, this thing's turned upside down.
You know, in the 60s, 70% of black households had two-parent households.
Right.
Today, 70% of black households are headed by a single black mother.
Yeah.
That's outrageous because they created this war
on
the family in order to grow the government.
See, this is the government. This is the government at work. This is what they've created. They've destroyed black families by kicking fathers out and then telling the women, look, if you want more money, you better have another baby, right? Because that's the way you get a raise.
Exactly. And
right?
Telling them not to have the father in the household or even have a relationship with the family.
Right,
so
exactly.
What you have is you're creating more crime because you have hurt, broken kids who think, you know, the person that created me doesn't want to have anything to do with me, and I'm hurting, so I'm going to hurt other people.
Right.
All of these other symptoms that you've seen, lawlessness, dropout rates, all of these things are a product of single black households.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be reversed if they deregulate. They have a marriage penalty if you're in a lower 25 percentile where not making a single dollar more, that second income is taxed at 50%. So that discourages people from getting married. They have asset limits if you participate in any of these programs between $2,000 and $5,000. So you can't own anything. You can't save anything.
That's ludicrous.
Outrageous that you can't save and invest to pull yourself out of poverty.
Yeah, see,
everything they do is to disincentivize you from having
exactly.
strong families in the community.
Donna, it's un-American. It's evil and un-American, really. I mean, you think about it. And, you know, the government needs to get its wings clipped. And it's going to start. I mean, it's already starting. People are waking up and realizing the government doesn't serve us. I mean, I'll tell you one thing that would be quite enlightening, which would probably freak out the government, is if people in minority communities just read the Declaration of Independence.
I was going to say, we're supposed to have the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
And they're doing everything to destroy that pursuit. They're dictating and deciding what we should have and what we should. They're actually creating misery. And that makes no sense.
Well, and
up our freedom. That's what you should recognize.
Exactly.
The electric vehicle, the push for electric vehicles means they're going to take the ability to own private transportation out of your hands so that they can take away your freedom. All of these Green New Deal agenda has that, where they can take away your freedom to decide how your family lives and how they don't.
You see, and people need to wise up and understand it comes from one party over the other. I mean, you got to know, these are the policies of the Democratic Party. They want to take care of you from cradle to grave. That's if you survive and you're not part of that number. I mean, probably the most unsafe place for a baby, they say, is in the womb of a black mama because of the high levels of abortion, the targeting of abortion, what they have done to the people in making them reliant on the... And Donna, because I was raised in such a way in appreciating human potential. And I it breaks my heart to think of all these people of all colors that lives have been compromised because of the government. And we say the government like it's some nebulous thing. It really, when it comes to, it's the Democratic Party, Donna. That's what they've done. They've done this. They have orchestrated and systemically designed a program for people to fail so that they would be reliant on the government. They would look to them as their daddy, so they'd keep reelecting them. How selfish is that? A vote and being reelected to office is more important than a fellow human being that has the potential to go out there and be a brain surgeon, cure cancer, or do any kind of things that's needed in the marketplace, but they're being stifled.
Oh, it's terrible, and it's on purpose.
I mean,
they think the earth is overpopulated, so they've already earmarked certain people for destruction. And, today they're actually pushing segregation as a equity solution.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we marched so that we could desegregate, and now equity, all of a sudden segregation is a good thing. It's crazy. So
again,
that's what they want. They want to destroy America from within by segregating people, by taking away their rights, and getting people to go along with this Green New Deal agenda.
Again, you got to know who they are, Donna.
Yeah, and it's the left. It's always been the left.
Yeah.
They've rewritten history to try to make you think it's anything but them. They create the problem, and then they pretend that they're trying to fix
it. They're going
to
fix it. I know. Isn't that rich? Don't you love that? I mean, they got this down. They got this down to a system, let me tell you. Donna Jackson has been our guest, Project 21 Director of Membership Development and Businesses. Thank you, Donna.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.